This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. The summer rainy season has changed the landscape of southeastern Arizona. The color green in all its shades dominates a formerly brown terrain. Sometimes driving to places in Cochise County, I catch myself wondering where I am as familiar landmarks are hidden by a jungle of growth. The two-lane blacktop roads are enclosed by a wall of 3 foot tall grass and, oh, lots of wonderful weeds, you know. Sometimes I look for box turtles scooting about right at the edge of the road in that lush border. Sometimes I stop the truck to watch box turtles, and they can be remarkably fast if they feel threatened. And if I go out, and approach them, they'll just disappear quickly into that green wall. I don't follow. Oh, my gosh, it's rattlesnake season, and to wander through waist-high vegetation is a form of roulette. Recently, you know, on a dirt road walk with our dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley, on this beautiful overcast morning, Ms. Mosquiti and I thought of taking a shortcut across the lush land to our 1991 Marvelette. Let's stay on the road. It just seems like a good morning for a rattlesnake. The words were barely out of my mouth when Farley barked, notifying us of a Mojave beneath a wait-a-minute bush. Yeah, let's stay on the road. Aren't overcast mornings just glorious? I mean, I guess if I lived, you know, in the northwest United States, I wouldn't be so exuberant. But in the land, the arid land of clear skies and sun, moisture and clouds are for celebrating. It's a great season for cool plants in the wild and habitat, and also in my backyard where I fiddle in and around our small greenhouse. You know, I wasn't going to grow any oaks this season, as I already have enough coming on, but I am rather inadvertently growing some oaks. Two tumi oaks that I planted years ago dropped acorns into my soil pile. Shoot, you know, I'm not going to pick them up. I just left them there in the mix. So I have little oak trees coming up with salvia and senna. Hey, buy a perennial and get a bonus oak tree. Well, it did inspire me to go out and gather some acorns. So I guess I am gonna be growing some oaks. Anyway, it's a great time to be cultivating cool plants, and I have seed trays that need plugging, so I'll plant some wild cotton, Gossypium thuribarii, and then I'll plant some pleurisy root, Asclepias tuberosa, and I love the milkweeds, don't you? This time of year, they're always covered in aphids. Who cares? Oh, I planted three species of native senna, and I grew some Datura ridii. Oh, I just love Datura. And then, of course, did I mention all of these cool natives come with an oak? Yeah. Hey, a few years ago, I'm thinking 3 years ago, after the Horseshoe 2 fire in the Chiricahua Mountains finally went out and the monsoon started. Yeah, there was flooding. But it was interesting to get up in the mountains and see the plants that came back on those burned slopes. And a plant I usually and mistakenly associated with streams or moist canyons, stakey coccinia, covered some of the slopes after, you know, all these burned slopes. Square stems, leafy bases, and clusters of bright red flowers atop those stout square stems. Oh, yeah, mint family. The genus Stachys is from the Greek. It means ear of corn. And I was thinking, well, if I looked up Stachys, that's what had happened. And there are about 300 species found around the world. So somewhere a species has an inflorescence that reminded someone of an ear of corn. Three species found in Arizona. This Stachys coccinia around us is found from 1,500 feet. Yeah, 1,500 feet to 8,000 feet in elevations in canyons and, Petey, slopes. There's a nice sentence in Arizona Flora, quote, a showy plant responding readily to cultivation, unquote. And that's the truth. You know, growing these plants makes me feel good. I mean, growing plants can make anyone feel good, in a garden, in a greenhouse, on your knees in a dirt pile. And it isn't always the plant, but the soil, the dirt in your hands that makes you feel good. And, you know, I don't think I'm going to get rich growing all these cool native plants. But after all these years, I always just come back to this one thing, that when I'm planting these native seedlings in soil, I got my hands in dirt, I'm feeling awfully good, and I'm reminded, my friends, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.